Welcome to Stand Out, for entrepreneurs and small businesses who want to stand out in their industry and grow their business. I am Diana from monogrampublishers.co.uk, and in this show, we'll explore how to increase authority, define your unique value proposition, and create products and services your audience will love. In this episode of our monologues, I'll be talking about the importance of creating a personal brand. This concept has been gathering a lot of momentum lately, and I thought it would be an excellent theme for today. I think we're going through a massive paradigm shift in work and business. We have the post-pandemic reality where many jobs are hybrid or fully remote, completely altering the concept of the office. There is now a greater need for trust in the workplace because of the challenge of remote management and supervision. There are already jobs being replaced by AI, forcing workers to upskill or completely reinvent themselves. The gig economy continues to expand, and more people are working as freelancers and contractors. There is also an aging workforce, and in some cases, as technology moves so fast, some older workers can't adapt fast enough, and some younger, more tech-savvy workers are coming into the workforce, which, by the way, they really prefer to have more agency over their time and prefer to work remotely. And maybe all of this contributes to the buzz around the importance of building a personal brand. Let me tell you a story, and I'm not going to say names, and I'm sure you'll know who I'm talking about by the end. This was way back in the 60s. This person was dyslexic and didn't particularly like school. So they dropped out and started a student magazine covering topics like politics and culture. And this led to another venture that started to provide affordable music to young people. So they started their own music label. They became very successful, and they opened a record shop in London's Oxford Street, which became the hub where music lovers could go and listen to their favorite records in booths, and really creating a very unique and new experience. So they continued to innovate and build businesses, for example, a new airline, a mobile phone company, and even a space travel company. And this culminated in a large conglomerate of 400 companies. Their personal brand is known for its charisma, adventure, and innovation, with a touch of rebellion towards the status quo. I'm pretty sure all of you know exactly who I'm talking about, especially if you live in the UK. And this is the power of a personal brand. You create the brand, and then the brand creates you. So think about creating your personal brand as an absolutely essential step. It's how you tell your story, share your expertise, engage online, and how you make meaningful connections. It's about being authentic, showing up, and letting your unique personality speak. And because you're unique, your personal brand is your ticket to standing out in an overcrowded space. There is another super interesting concept called the attractive character. I learned this concept from Russell Brunson, and it's basically a strategy to engage your audience through a person that embodies the brand, communicates the values and the benefits. The attractive character acts as the brand's face, helping create emotional connections and building trust. It hinges on the fact that we as humans are very predisposed to connect with other individuals more than just a commercial entity, and it gives a company a more relatable and tangible figure. So how can you create your very own attractive character? There are three core elements. First is the backstory. It provides context and depth, making the character relatable and genuine. It includes past experiences, challenges overcome, and the journey that led them to their current position. These journey stories not only humanize the character, but also mirror the audience's own aspirations or challenges, and this creates a sense of empathy and understanding. The next element is the personality. Personality traits make the character unique and memorable. It could be a cheeky sense of humor, maybe a compassionate and warm approach, maybe a daring or wise tone of voice. It's important to make sure these traits align with the brand's values and appeal to or relate to your ideal customers. The next element is the appearance. How the attractive character looks and appears should be both intentional and authentic. This is especially important if you will represent your brand. And you can get really detailed here. It's not only the physical appearance, but the way you would dress, the accessories you would wear, and often something in your environment that might be associated with your character. So if you have a pet, for example, that you are always with, that could potentially be part of your attractive character. It's important to be consistent in the appearance. I totally understand that it's not always easy, but if you will be the face of your brand, try to curate how you represent yourself as much as possible. For example, I am the face of Monogram Publishers, so I looked at myself and thought about the elements that make me me. I have dark, long hair, and I have lots of gray hair because I've never dyed my hair, so it's naturally just turned gray in areas. And I style it so they actually show more. I also use glasses, so when I'm working or doing any online appearance, I have my glasses on, actually, because I need them. But also, they become a little bit of my personal brand. And I do have a few of them, so I can change them sometimes. I also have an accent because I'm from Mexico, and over the years in the UK, I've tried to make sure not to lose it or dilute it too much because it's part of who I am. So my attractive character is based on who I am, so it's naturally going to be authentic. And this leads me to the last point, which is the attractive character's communication style. The way an attractive character communicates, including the language, tone, accent, and even the social media channels used, should mirror the target audience's communication preferences. So having a clearly defined attractive character gives your audience a narrative to engage with, a person to relate to, and gives your brand a unique differentiator, helping the brand stand out. There are many brands that have mastered the art of the attractive character and leveraging it to build massive followings and drive sales. Steve Jobs and Apple are a great example of this. So Jobs wasn't just the CEO, he was Apple's attractive character. His passion for innovation, emphasis on design, and unique presentation style were completely linked with Apple's brand image. Jobs embodied the brand's values, and his personal story of resilience and creativity resonated with millions, making Apple's products not just technologically superior, but emotionally desirable. Another example is Flo from Progressive. The insurance sector, typically viewed as quite mundane and even boring, was transformed through its attractive character, Flo. Flo is a fictional character played by actress and comedian Stephanie Courtney. And Flo has a quirky personality, a very distinctive appearance. She's funny and makes insurance discussions way more engaging and accessible. So Flo humanizes the brand, making it more approachable and relatable to customers. And also, your brand character doesn't have to be a person, but it could be an invented character. For example, Tony the Tiger for Kellogg's Frosted Flakes is a great example of this. And many brands opt for this approach too. If you want to represent your brand yourself, you might think that you just need to show up and be you and that's it. But there's a little bit more to it. Being a strong, attractive character for your brand hinges on how intentionally you build your personal brand and how you can use it to grow your business. So remember, you first create your personal brand and then your personal brand creates you. So being intentional and almost aspirational in the design of your personal brand will have an impact on how people perceive you and eventually how you perceive yourself. So start with some deep self-reflection to identify your passions, skills, and experiences. What aspects of your personal and professional life are most fulfilling? Understanding what drives you and what you value is the first step in being able to articulate your uniqueness. Ask people around you for feedback and their opinions. Many times, others can pinpoint unique qualities you might overlook, and this external perspective can really help clarify what sets you apart. Examine your current online presence and look for patterns in how you communicate and interact, and also look for distinctive traits and maybe ways in which you show your values. Look at your industry and try to look for gaps and underserved areas. Maybe, like in the example of insurance, the industry was seen as boring and really mundane. So Flo came in to spice things up and create a warm and approachable experience. Is there something unique to you that can create a bit of positive disruption in your industry and help your personal brand be more engaging? And the last and most exciting stage, based on what you've done in the previous steps, imagine how would you like to show up? What are the traits that you have and want to embody even more? The traits you don't have and would like to get? If you have certain perceived weaknesses, imagine them as strengths. And what would they look like in your personal brand? Once you've finished this exercise, imagine a scene relevant to your business where you embody your personal brand fully. How will you act? How will you talk? How will you engage with people? Go through this scene with your eyes closed and with as much detail as possible. Do this visualization daily for 2 weeks to help your new personal brand really embed. The more you act like your personal brand, the more you will become it. And I'll finish with a few tips to put your personal brand in practice. Ensure that your values are consistently reflected across all your marketing channels, be it social media, your website, or email newsletters. A coherent message across platforms reinforces your brand's authenticity. Share stories and insights from a place of honesty, including the challenges and failures alongside the successes. This transparency and vulnerability humanizes your brand, making it way more relatable and trustworthy to your audience. Interact with your audience in a way that feels true to your brand's voice, whether through social media, emails, or community forums. Engaging with your audience in a sincere and respectful manner really strengthens the bond between your brand and its followers. Share personal anecdotes and insights into your content. These personal touches add depth to your brand and make your content more engaging for your audience. And remember to be very intentional in designing your personal brand and use it as an exercise in self-discovery and self-building. Thanks for listening to Stand Out. Our podcast can be found in all the podcast platforms, and you can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.monogrampublishers.co.uk.